A beach in County Clare has become the first in the country to trial run drones as part of lifeguard teams. The pilot scheme, run by an Irish startup and by Clare County Council, aims to rapidly increase response times by shore teams when swimmers or surfers get into difficulty. Now, if it's successful, it's hoped the use of drones could be extended to other beaches across the country, as well as to mountain and river rescue crews. Our reporter Richard Chambers has been finding out how it all works. Richard, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, what sort of machines are they using?
This scheme is being rolled out by Clare County Council and an Irish company called DroneSAR. It's a leading startup, and it's been rolled out in Spanish Point in West Clare. Now, it's one of the most popular beaches on the Clare coast, very popular with surfers and tourists passing through along the Wild Atlantic Way. But it's also very treacherous, so every second counts. So what they've done here, Pat, is they have a very robust set of lifeguard crews along the West Clare coast. But what they've done here now is they've added these drones. They have two drones at the minute, which they're testing out with state-of-the-art cameras, which can spot people in difficulty far, far faster than the average lifeguard crew. In fact, one recent study, which was undertaken in Sweden, showed it took a 14-strong lifeguard team about 4 minutes and 34 seconds to search and find a mannequin in a 100 square metre area. The drone team, which is a pilot and a lifeguard, took just 47 seconds to do the exact same thing. So Oisin McGrath is the CEO of DroneSAR. He demonstrated how it all works, and he told us about how his team came up with the software, which is very much the key to the success of the programme.
I'm in the Air Corps, a military helicopter pilot there, and Grod is with us as well. He's a flight instructor in the Air Corps as well, and Matthew is from La Hinch as well. So I met Matthew about 18 months ago. He did a drone course with us, and Matthew's an app developer, and then Leo Murray from Donegal Mountain Rescue. So it kind of has a fairly unique set of skills between the four of us, so we came together to design an app specifically for our rescue agencies. So we've been testing for the last 12 months, and it has a direct correlation of the project between DGI and the European Emergency Numbers Association. They did a project to investigate the use of drones in emergency response, and so we used the results of that, figured out all the problems that exist, and then we made an app to fix the problems. Yeah, so on the iPad we have the drone track. It's an entered waypoint mission. The user can choose a waypoint mission or pre-planned saved missions, and then you can monitor the drone's track, and also the field of view of the camera is painted on the ground, so there's very easy recognition of where it's seen and where it hasn't seen. And just beside that as well, you can see like the live feedback from the camera.
So picture in picture, yeah.
Yep. In about 10 minutes, you'd cover 200,000 square metres at 30 metres of altitude. I suppose somebody to run along sand would probably be, for a kilometre, maybe 4.5 minutes on sand, soft sand. It's difficult to run in. Maybe 4 minutes. The drone will cover that in about 40 seconds. So the drone has just finished its mission now, and it's going to beep and come back, and it's going to land here behind us. Hopefully we'll be the first to come back with some proper results. It's going to land here behind you. That's just...
Are you bringing it in?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the drone itself. I mean, it's a very small thing. It's no more than, I suppose, a remote control car almost.
Yeah, so the drone, this drone here is a DJI Mavic. It weighs 750 grams. And it's all the full automated functionality that any of the modern drones have, one of the most modern ones on the market. And the beauty about it is it's really compact, and it goes into a small little handy pack, so it's easily transportable. And then I suppose the beauty about it is when the weather's bad and it's windy and rainy, people aren't going to come to the beach, so we're probably not going to have much use for them in those days. But I suppose we'll be looking at days where there is swell and people on the beach more so. And the idea is to stay out beyond the surf line, won't be flying directly over to people's heads, and fly the routes with the camera facing down towards the people to see if anybody's in trouble or if they're just waving to their friends, or and basically save time for rescues.
Now, people might think of drones and these large things where they fire weapons into insurgent areas and so on. This is small. I mean, this is, what, 50 centimetres across?
Yeah, it's about that. I think I sort of described it as, it's almost the same size as like a standard remote control car. It sort of works pretty much the same.
And what do the locals make of this?
Yeah, a lot of local curiosity, Pat. I mean, they do make a bit of a racket, these drones, when they're at low altitude. Sounds like, you know, a swarm of hornets or something like that. But they won't be operating directly over people's heads, as Oisin said. They'll be out beyond the surf line and at a high enough altitude where they'll be able to quickly sort of scan the beach and the shoreline as effectively as possible. But these beachgoers at Spanish Point were fond of the new additions.
Fantastic. He was just telling me there. I didn't know anything about it. It's a good idea, like, because at least you'd be seeing, you know, you'd see what's going on.
Much to use the technology, it's there. I mean, they're only human beings. The lifeguards, they can only see so far.
Don't think the buzz will put people off on the beach with it?
No, what you know.
It's not a swarm of bees,
The girls are just saying they can't go to the toilet anymore.
Can't go to the toilet anymore. Harsh luck if it helps. I know it's mighty helping when they do, you know, when they're looking for people lost at sea and stuff. So it's obviously a great addition.
Yeah.
But you can see a beach this size now. I mean, you don't have people that swim between the flags. Do you know that kind of a way? So it's handy to be able to... I know the responsibility is only between the flags, but you have people that don't know the beach, and this one can be actually really dangerous. And there's like this particular beach is quite dangerous, you know what I mean? There's shifting sands and there's currents and stuff like that, so the drone helps keep a better eye out, do you know?
Now, is this going to be rolled out to other beaches besides Spanish Point? And can it do anything else besides just photograph bathers?
Mm. Yeah, no official plans as yet, Pat, but Clare County Council say they're very enthused by the possibilities unearthed by the programme so far. And you'd imagine it would be particularly useful in tidal waters for surfers, especially when the weather is a little bit heavier, especially if you add things like heat sensors on the cameras as well. So Matthew Kelly, he's the iOS programmer at DroneSAR, says the rescue teams will find the live video link particularly useful. And Claire McGrath of Clare County Council says it's all about giving the life-saving to the lifeguard stations.
We've had it out a couple of days and the lifeguards can see what it's doing. So from there on, I would see other beaches that it would be suitable for. We're keen to have the best technology available as we can for our lifeguards. It's fantastic to be forward-thinking and moving forward with the whole thing. So I think the service needs to move on, provided the opportunity to do so.
How did this get off the ground? Literally get off the ground, I suppose. But how did this come about in the first place?
I'm a water safety officer and we had a conference in April and Irish Water Safety provided the speaker at the conference where they gave a demonstration. We were in Tramore and how the length of Tramore, how this drone could help the lifeguard service. And it's not seen as any substitution. It's a complete aid to the lifeguard service. It's to make the lifeguard service more efficient. The company have completely volunteered their time and their services, so we took advantage. It's a time factor where the lifeguard can see whether somebody's in distress. They might only be tying their shoelaces and the lifeguard has run halfway down the beach to discover that there's really no urgency. Or they might be in terrible distress and the lifeguard knows to bring the AED or to bring the stretcher. It's a tool to help them be more efficient with their time.
We thought it'd be great to share the live video. If there's a helicopter on the way that they want to see is the location where the casualty is and where they can land or what they can do to help the casualty if they can have eyes on it sooner. So you have a username and password so you can log in on your phone or your laptop, track the drone and look at its footage, and now we're getting into multiple drone tracking. So if you have a mountain team and you have many drones tracking, the command centre can look at each drone where it is, click each one and see the live video from it. So it's just an extra tool, that just a little thing to help out the lifeguard. Even in, say, in Australia where they have sharks, you could have a shark watch, you could have a drone, you could even use it for more